Now there were more of them. They were fleeing through the forest, like the children in the story, only now there were more of them, children, women, even men too old or maimed to be of use, the capable men already taken. Nothing for those remaining but to flee the takers, who would take her if she slipped or lost her breath, though she was strong at 20, strong enough to make it. The deeper they fled, everything blurring together like the shadows in her terrors, or words to the story her mother once read to her over and over. The trees closer together, and in the green blind overhead, birds singing. She ran. She could hear her breath like the child at the story. Go on, go on. Then images rushing from the dark mesh of tree trunks. Blood. Men's faces grimacing with lust. Legs forced open. Women's. Girls. In the green overhead, the birds never stopped, their cries so loud and various she could not tell her mother's cries. And then she did slip, her foot catching in a dirt pocket, the tree she stumbled against so calm, so still, she embraced it, then bent to massage her ankle. How easy to make the noose. A child could do it. And the tree so adequate. Pure chance that the photographer found her body hanging in the trackless forest, the shot taken of her back to spare us. And the next day, all of us staring at her picture in the paper with the same terror we felt at the story we were too young to read, though we had the rhythms by heart, knew every word, like our blood.